These are my favorite interviews, is when you get to go out and be on location somewhere. And today we're in Lawrence, New Jersey, and we're at Mrs. G's with Debbie Schaefer.
So happy to have you here, and it was so fun to show you around.
I know you are a strong community advocate.
Absolutely. Well, it's all about the relationship. And back in the day, my grandmother, when she first started the business, she was out on the floor. She knew what was going on around town. She was read all the newspapers and did a lot of events in the store. So we brought all of that back. It's just a new generation, but we have to make a connection one-on-one.
If you live in central New Jersey or Pennsylvania, out towards New Jersey or New York, the sort of the tri-state area around here, that's a voice that may be familiar if you've ever gone on the hunt for some appliances in this region. That, of course, being Debbie Schaefer, the third generation female owner of Mrs. G's Appliance in Lawrence, New Jersey. And Debbie, a member of Nationwide Marketing Group, and always fun to chat with. You know, talking about podcasting, I, in a previous life, got to chat with and have Debbie on an episode of another podcast. And, you know, always fun talking with Debbie about her business. And really, obviously, there's the appliance side of things and learning about, you know, what trends she's following and what's new and coming down the appliances pike from her perspective. And, you know, seeing how she stays on top of those trends and all that sort of stuff. But with this Independent Thinking podcast, and obviously you're here on the Independent Thinking podcast, and this is your host, Rob Stott, you know, we get the chance to talk to her, to Debbie, about, you know, the independent side of the business. And when I think of independent businesses, one of the first that pops into mind is Debbie and Mrs. G's, just because of how they really have embraced the idea of being an independent business and really the importance of leaning on other independent businesses. You know, we'll talk today with Debbie about, you know, what she does in her local community. I mean, down to what she'll tell us is, you know, a desire to, when she's looking for paper for her company, she'll go to a local independent shop rather than Staples down the road. Even if prices, you know, aren't necessarily comparable, you know, she appreciates the idea of supporting and keeping that, supporting those businesses and keeping that money in the local community. And, you know, had a great conversation with her just about that, about how she leans in on other independent businesses and is a big part of Independent We Stand and all that sort of stuff. And then also, too, you know, she recently was able to host during Nationwide's Week of Giving a No Child Hungry meal packing event at her store, and what that was like and what that experience was like. So much to really dive into with Debbie. And like I said, always a good time talking to her. So enough listening to me ramble on about her. Let's just dive into our conversation with Debbie Schaefer of Mrs. G's. We're back on the Independent Thinking podcast. Appreciate you joining us. And right now we're on location. These are my favorite interviews, is when you get to go out and be on location somewhere and talk to anyone in this industry. It's always fun to talk to anyone. But today we're in Lawrence, New Jersey,
yes.
And we're at Mrs. G's, yes, with Debbie Schaefer.
So happy to have you here. And it was so fun to show you around.
I know, always a good time. It was crazy that, you know, we've been in contact, three, 4 years since I've been in this industry. And first time, I am in Philadelphia, not a stone's throw from here. Right. And this is my first time at your store.
Yeah, so glad to have you here. Absolutely. And thank you for having me on your show.
Oh,
love
No problem whatsoever. Yeah. I appreciate the hospitality and the barbecue. It was all good. No, yeah. But first of all, thank you for taking the time and having me here. And, you know, nice to be able to chat with a member of Nationwide Marketing Group.
Yeah, here. We all love to hear other people's stories and share the good and the bad,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So for those that aren't here, kind of like you did with me, the walk through the store, kind of paint the picture of Mrs. G's and what it's like in this shop here just outside of Trenton.
So very proud of our showroom. We have about 1,200 square feet of showroom and then another 1,200 to 1,500 square feet of 12 to 15,000. I'm sorry.
Wow.
So let's start that
again.
So I'm going to start that again. So we here at Mrs. G's, we have a 12,000 square foot showroom. And then we have another, which is connected, another 15,000 of warehouse space. So very proud, and had the opportunity to really start from scratch when I was creating the showroom. It's 5 years old already, which I cannot believe. but it's it uses all the five senses. Yep. So of course you can go to our website, mrsgs.com, and if you click on,
yeah, you have the Google Street View. Basically,
I have the Google Street View, so you can literally just walk through, but just really quickly, you know, all the five senses. So you when you walk in the site, you know, high ceilings, everything's white. Big wide aisle, so when someone's bringing in a baby carriage, you know, no stress with everything being really tight. Very proud to really just show all the latest generations of appliances here. Nice music, you know, yep, when you walk in. The greeters, we have a community kitchen here, so someone's always cooking.
And what, another cool thing, your desk right at the front door.
A desk at the front door. If you know Mrs. G's, my grandmother always sat up front. And when they were building the showroom, I said, I have to sit up front too, or else or they're all going to talk.
So, right? Someone's going to say something.
Yeah. So touch and feel, you know, you can, when I talk about the latest appliances, we have all the iPads. Our sales staff is ready with iPads, but we also have iPads up, so you can play with the, you know, apps, you know, the Gen Air app, the Scan to Cook by Whirlpool, the Bosch app. You can make your coffee via our apps for the Bosch, that, which is pretty cool, right from the app.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very proud, just very proud of the showroom.
For sure. And it's something you mentioned, you know, talking about your grandmother started the store. The story behind your business is one that I always get excited when I hear you talking about, either to me or to anyone in this industry. But share it with our audience, kind of the history of Mrs. G's. You're third generation, family owned, female owned all throughout.
Exactly.
As well.
Exactly. So yes, so third generation, started in 1935. My parents, my grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. G, that's Abe and Beatrice Greenberg. And started off as plumbing, but evolved into appliances. Back then, it was ice boxes and ice boxes and stoves. Now they're refrigerators, ranges, you know, and then of course dishwashers came, et cetera, et cetera. So it grew and grew. And my mother was as only child. My mother was in the business. She grew up. Back in the day, you had your store on the first floor. You lived on the second floor, right. And grew up in the business. But she retired early, and I say early in her 50s, but still very much involved in the business. She moved to Florida, but my grandmother stayed with the business until she was 95,
wow.
And just loved having her here and loved being a part, you know, working together.
Was it always in the cards for you?
No. So I graduated University of Michigan with a civil engineering degree. I went to New York City and was in the construction business. I have a construction management degree with the civil engineering degree. But I took some time off when I had my girls, who are now 26, twins, Samantha and Leah. And when they were ready to go back to school in kindergarten, my grandmother said, let's come on in and let's see if you like it. And she knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah.
Didn't put a lot of pressure on me. But at the time, there was really concern. There was concern with the Walmart effect. Mm-hmm. We were talking 20 years ago. So I call it the Walmart effect. So that's when Walmart came in. And then, of course, Home Depot, Lowe's, Best mm-hmm. Buy, and all within a mile of the store. And took a lot of the microchair. When sure. I say a mile from the store, but they also opened up in other delivery areas. Right. So they opened up not one, but five stores. And it was just a lot of pressure. And we had to figure out how to differentiate. Pricing, we know from the wonderful buying groups, we're able to compete. We're a commodity now. Yep. We're able to compete on price with what the buying groups do for us, which is most important, because at the end of the day, the price is the price. The customer wants the best price.
Right.
So we're able to do that, but we have to differentiate ourselves from that. And that's what I brought in. I brought in higher end appliances. Back then, you know, the big box stores weren't carrying high end, so that was differentiated. Now things have changed a little bit, you know, they're starting to carry some of that, but that's okay. We still have to connect with our community differently than how the big box stores do it.
Yeah, and that sort of is a perfect segue into something I wanted to talk about with you. And I know you are a strong community advocate.
Yes.
in getting involved and having partnerships and relationships with local, whether it's Chamber of Commerce, if correct me if I'm wrong,
and
then all, just other local businesses, local chapters of organizations like the NKBA, and really using those as a way to sort of leverage really both sides' expertise and create experiences that are just unbelievable and valuable in the community.
Absolutely. Well, it's all about the relationship. And back in the day, my grandmother, when she first started the business, she was out on the floor. She knew what was going on around town. She was read all the newspapers and did a lot of events in the store back then. So we brought all of that back. It's just a new generation. But we have to make a connection one-on-one. And by doing with the community, with the chambers, nonprofits here, we host a lot of events in the store, bringing them in, and they see, you know, what we have. And what's most important is that when you make the connection with the relationship is most important. But now it's time for the sale. You make the sale, but now it's time to deliver. Everything has to be
right.
Perfect. That whole 360 of retail. And, you know, that's how I feel Mrs. G's has really survived. We work very, very hard on giving great customer experience before, during, and after the sale.
And you kind of talk about sort of the events that you can host here. And one I know recently that you had was the part of Nationwide's Week of Giving.
Oh, yes.
And
we
had No Child Hungry here, an event in the store. And talk about that experience and what that was like
It was amazing. Of course, we participated at Nationwide at the convention for probably a few years now.
Yeah,
easy.
So this February will actually be the official two-year mark.
Easy. And so when they offered it you know, the whole package to go right to the dealer and really do it right there within your community, and the benefit would go to the community.
Right.
We were on board. We thought it was great. However, as I first heard that it was something like 10,000 meals. So I'm thinking 10,000 bags, and I'm trying to think, how can we do this in one day? That was a sleepless night. But then I realized it was 5 to 6 meals in one bag. That made a lot more sense. But it was so well done. Thank you, Nationwide, because right from the marketing to the packaging, the videos, I was sort of the master of ceremonies that day. So I would make sure the greeting, the community that was coming in, training them via the video, getting them set up, washing hands. You know, there was a process.
Yeah.
And it was all very well documented through Nationwide, so it made it so easy for us. And we were done in a few hours. We were very happy.
That's awesome.
It was great. And next day was already delivered to
that's incredible.
Charity.
So what just to give them a shout out, what local communities, because I know that if I remember right, you had to have a local food donation company involved as
Yes. Yeah. So it was home, and of course going to children, the intent. So it was Homefront and the Trenton Area Soup Kitchen.
Wow, that's
so
awesome.
And they were so appreciative, and they even told me, I'm sure right now all the packaging already went to the families, which was amazing.
Also shows the
so
the
thank
need.
You so much. Yeah. That's really Nationwide. It's great.
And then to think that, you know, that 10,000 meals, those 10,000 meals that you packed, by the end of the week, you know, I'm sure you heard the milestone, the million meals were hit.
Oh, yes.
So I mean, just think about what's that like to see just from the member perspective, the impact that, you know, over these last 2 years, not even 2 years at this point, you know, a million, what rings in your mind when you hear a million meals have been
packed? It just says all those people that are getting fed and not starving, and we're just making a difference. It's just amazing. It's amazing that for just a little bit of time that we had, and when you multiply it by all the thousands of members who come that day or come for those couple of days, and able to give some of their time, and look what you can do. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. I know that's an initiative, you know, talk back at the home office that, you know, everyone's excited about, has been excited about, and will continue. So, and to see it grow, you know, not just from primetime to primetime or whenever, you know, the nationwide team gets together, but now that members throughout the country can participate as well as
And it was such a feel good. It was a feel good. I had some of my staff that came that they weren't working that day, but they still came to participate because they wanted to. And then members of the community. And I was going to call the newspaper, but I just didn't have any time. And I figured, oh, well, maybe I'll do a press release afterwards. And then all of a sudden, Lee Kahn from the Princeton Packet shows up. How did she? Because she saw it on social.
That's awesome.
So they
wanted
to write a story. She's there taking pictures and she interviews a family that came with their son, you know, because they wanted to all do as a family together. Wow. That was incredible.
Awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah. I'll give that to you before.
That'll be
before
awesome.
You leave. Yeah.
And you know, from the team internally for you, the team building that offers is just something that can't be overlooked as well. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But kind of changing gears a little bit, you know, talk about I want to ask a little bit about your story and sort of those, you know, lofty questions that high level questions that we typically like to ask members. And, you know, that's starting with, you know, challenges that you face. Obviously, you know, you hit on the when you came into Mrs. G's and answering and solving the Walmart problem, as you mentioned. And but what in 2019 is, you know, one of the biggest challenges that you face as an owner of an appliance shop?
Well, challenges is really making sure that you make a profit on everything that you do. I mean, it's challenging, you know, because, you know, every sale in general has, like I said, the 360. So you have to make sure that and there's a lot of charges, you know, there are install charges, there's part charges, there's delivery charges. And then, you know what, you go and you do all of that. And then all of a sudden you have a piece that's dead on arrival. I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. You know, you can't check everything. Or you open a box and it looks perfect and there's so much damage to the piece. You can't figure, how does it get so damaged when the box isn't damaged? Mm. So then what happens? You have to replace it. There's a big expense to that. So that really is what is the true profit of every single sale and how we can, you know, keep our expenses down and really watch where what happens and be able to document it so we truly know, and especially what our inventory, the real value of our inventory. That's very important too, to manage. And you know, that's the biggest challenge from an owner's perspective.
Sure.
And when you're looking at the big picture, you know, outside of just we're constantly fighting for the same customer.
Right.
I mean, when you're a mile from your competitors, let alone there's a few independents here that were in the same neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the big box stores. Then you have online prices. Oh, my goodness. The online, you know, much better going with pricing online than it was back years ago.
Right.
But still, it's a challenge because some of them still don't collect sales tax. So, you know, that's a big part of our profit, you know, 7%, 6% and change percent sales tax. That's a lot off the bottom line. So, all those expenses have to be, managed, and the competition, you know, we have to really tell the story. All of us, as a family business, as an independent, we have to tell the customer the great stories that we have and why it's important to keep the money local support the local businesses, because the money stays in the community.
Right.
When you buy from a big box store, some of it stays in the community, but not as much as you would buy from us. And if you buy online, forget it. But as owners, what's important is that we also talk the talk and walk the walk, meaning that when I'm buying my paper for our copy machines, I don't buy it from Staples. I know that they're a great store, but I buy it from a local office supply. And guess what? They belong to a buying group. Huh. And do you know that every couple of months I check their prices? just like every couple of months, a customer will check my prices. Mm-hmm. So I do the same thing. And you have to really think about, you have to use the same people in your community who are working to support your business.
That attention, it's like, it's next level, I feel, at Mrs. G's. Just the attention on local and staying local and keeping it local. And that extends to, I'm looking up at a plaque up here, a framed article about Independent We Stand. And just talk about what that organization and partnership
is. Oh, Independent We Stand.
You.
Oh, my goodness. So I discovered them online. I don't know, but back when they started, I don't even know how many years ago it was. And I just was in awe of what they do and how they're supporting the independent family businesses and from all over the country. And always was a part, always reshared anything that they wrote about. And we connected always available for, quote, if they wanted a quote from me, participated in anything that they were doing. I always always keep an eye on what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then when there was a connect, when Nationwide and Independent We Stand partnered together, that was incredible because it's makes perfect sense. I mean, it's great for the wonderful marketing that they do and the support. So I just think it's fantastic. I really do.
That's awesome. We talked about it a little bit ago and sort of the challenges it presented, but from an e-commerce perspective, we talked a little bit earlier about your website prior to jumping on the podcast about your website and sort of the benefits it provides, but also the challenges, from a, you get someone that could be, I think, as you mentioned, was shopping from Texas and, it says on your website, you keep it, you shop locally,
right.
It's got to be delivered within the tri-state area here.
Right,
in Jersey,
exactly. New Jersey,
Pennsylvania, New York. But, having that presence and using it as a way to tell your story as well. So what benefits has the e-commerce platform had for you and how are you guys utilizing it to improve your business?
Well, I really feel you have to, differentiate yourself on your website as well. You have to really, if you want people to come into your store, you have to really tell the story and give them wonderful pictures, trying to do more video, introduce them to your staff, tell them, why you should come into the store. But the website has to be the best it can be. And by having the tools from Nationwide, now we use Webfronts. I know there's some other great, what I call templates, you can use, but you have to make it your own. And we massage that template. Jenny knows. I'm very passionate about that. But wonderful tools because you still have to have prices on the line. They have to be current. You have to have as much information on there. But just in the past meeting with Jenny, I was very happy that they can put inventory on our website. How great is that? If somebody wants a washer, right away, they can see on our website, it's available. And then the other thing I love is I made these videos, when people come in to buy a refrigerator and they don't have they didn't measure and they go, oh yeah, it's this tall and this wide. Well, you need to measure. But now when you're on our website, you can actually, there's a little icon by every refrigerator that says how to measure and a little video comes up of me real quick to do that.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so all that is so important. We have the tools through Nationwide to be able to do that and through Necco as well. And it's great. It's really great to be able to feel like you're a big box when you're doing all of that, to be able to do that, but yet you're really an independent, which is great.
That's really an awesome way to put it, because I mean, I can't tell you how many times I heard and have heard, continue to hear about the size of Nationwide being, as many members and all the 14,000 plus storefronts, bigger than some of those big boxes combined, which is always impressive to hear. And You know, I want to wrap up. I've taken up a lot of your time. I know you got a store out here to keep an eye on. You got people out there, you know, great people I know doing things, but you want to be out on that floor. But I want to wrap up with just one more question and you know, kind of bringing it full circle. You know, we talked about your story a little bit. So, you know, couple daughters. Yes. Is there plans to get them in the business?
So I have twins who are 26. One is in the medical field, neuroscience. So, but my other one is in retail, and she's working for Macy's.com and getting, you know, there's no better place to work than Macy's. And as far as I'm concerned, if you want to be in retail, I mean, they give you such great there's this great talent there, right. There's a wonderful place to learn and to grow, and the door's always open for her here.
No pressure.
She's not ready. She loves where she is, and I'm happy for her, and but she knows the door's open, so we'll see.
That's awesome. No, appreciate you you know, inviting us to your store and sharing a little bit of your story, and I know I'm knowing that you're this close, I'm sure we'll catch up down the line here pretty soon. So, and I'll see you at Prime.
We'll see you. Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and thanks again to Debbie for taking the time and inviting us into her store. Really cool to finally get a chance to get out there to Lawrence and experience the tour of Mrs. G's and that massive store that they have, and just how, you know, intelligently laid out it is and well thought out the new showroom is and all that good stuff. And of course, chatting with her, talking shop with Debbie and how she runs her business out there, and always fun. So always looking for more stories too. So if you know you have one you want to share with us, be sure to reach out and let us know. And you know, we'll love to tell your story on the Independent Thinking Podcast. But for now, you know, appreciate you taking the time to listen, and we will catch you next time.